Okay, very good. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Julie Fedorchak. I'm chair of the Public Service Commission. We are gathered on the 12th floor of the state capitol. It's about 3:30. On October 12th, are we? 13th. October 13th for a work session on case number PU-20-433. It's a request from NSP Company for advanced determination of prudence for a 200 megawatt Heartland Divide, a wind farm project. I will ask my colleague, Randy, do you have any opening comments for this that you'd like to express?
No, thank you, I do not.
Okay. I think I was the one that asked for the work session. I don't know if I was the only one who asked for the work session. But I just thought, from my perspective, and then I'll turn it over to you as portfolio holder, Brian, but you can come back however you'd like. I was just wanting to talk through kind of the, I just wanted to have a more of a conversation amongst us to see where everyone is and how everyone's kind of thinking about this so I can benefit from my colleagues' thought processes and staff as well. I have a couple questions for staff. So that was the nature of my quest, nothing more than that. So I don't know if you want to kick it off with any comments or thoughts, or if how would you like to proceed as a portfolio holder?
Well, I thought about it, and I don't know if Commissioner Crisman also requested. I didn't request a work session, so I'll just cut to the chase. I had a draft order. The company presented a draft order. Advocacy presented a draft order with two scenarios, one that would approve, one that wouldn't approve. Then there is the draft that is very similar, is that fair to say, Pat, to advocacy's one option to deny the ADB. That be
or is it dismiss without prejudice?
Dismiss without prejudice.
Denied without prejudice.
Denied without prejudice.
Their draft says dismissed, but I don't know. So that would be one of my questions, what the difference is there. But
this one says dismissed without. This one being the draft that you
I just brought
put together
this morning.
For me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've had visits with legal about the choice between dismissed versus denied. Okay. And it seems like, I believe I've redlined it in case library, and it's probably not this version that I sent out earlier, but I changed the word dismissed to denied.
Without
prejudice.
That actually makes more sense.
That's what we all thought, yeah.
Yeah, okay. For me, it's really simple. The company doesn't need the energy, they don't need the capacity. The load, as they indicate, may not materialize, so then it becomes very speculative, and I don't think that's enough to grant an ADP based on that. I mean, that's really simple. There are other factors, but those are the primary drivers for me.
Mm-hmm. The other wind farm that we did approve, was that, help me remember how that is different than this or similar.
I guess I haven't looked back at that one. My recollection is that there was a more of a savings for the customers, but
I'm just thinking in terms of consistency. Mm-hmm. So if we're going to deviate from how we acted the last time, what's different about this case that warrants that?
Haven't looked back.
Is that something we should be concerned about?
Well, I think that is something we should be looking at. Just be generally, the commission has looked at its previous orders with some precedential value, and I know that's one thing that the company did cite too as a source of precedential value for future decision making. They did note the similarities between the two. I haven't had the opportunity to sit down and really parse the differences between the two, or to the extent that there are a lot of differences. I do recall a lot of similarities between the two resources. So to the extent that I suppose the commission would like to depart from probably the precedence, generally we've gone with the approach that a rational basis for departure from that precedence should be expressed within the orders.
Okay. So it was primarily to meet the same kind of speculative load as well, or was there more, was it more part of the tied up in their goals of adding a certain amount of wind, the previous one we approved?
I guess I don't want to speak off the cuff until I've really had the opportunity to review it extensively.
Fair enough.
And I am just going to speak off the cuff because I'm not 100% sure either. But as I recall, previous ADPs that were approved was, for better or for worse, part of the company's plan, where this struck me as being so much more of something that they really would have no intention to do, except for this one customer wants them to do it. And I don't know, that seemed to be highlighted much more in this case than what I recall it being in other cases.
Okay, well, that's the issue for me that I'm struggling with, is the consistency piece. In the company's draft order number 15, it's in the company's draft order, they wrote, the commission notes that in the earlier Dakota Range PPA proceeding, advocacy staff recommended approval because that project was expected to lower the company's system average cost. The same rationale applies in this matter.
What number is that?
In their draft order, it's number 15.
15.
So, I mean, knowing that we've been tied up in a lot of things this week, Jack, so it would have probably been helpful if you and I had talked ahead of time and I had expressed that this was, I did think about that this morning, but I don't know if we want to. I guess I'd prefer not making a decision on this until at least I better understand how this is different and how we can could justify making a different decision. I share probably the concerns that the advocacy staff outlined, and I don't remember where I read it, but that essentially the company with this is kind of giving over part of its control of its system to the wishes of an out-of-state corporation. And that's not a stable long-term path. And so I worry, despite the precedent we set in the last case by approving the ADP, I worry about the precedent of approving this one from that standpoint of what kind of a message does it send to corporations who just want to dictate what these utilities can have to use and purchase and charge back to customers? So that, I guess that's where I'm at on this. But I'd really like to, we might just need some time for Jack and Pat to go through, make the comparison to the last order and provide that analysis to us. We don't necessarily have to have another work session, but just, and maybe I'm the only one that wants that analysis, but that's where I'm at anyway.
Well, we can do that. I think there are differences between the two. I wouldn't say, and the other part is there will come a point, and I think we're at that point, especially after what happened this past February. From a reliability standpoint, this is an intermittent resource. It's energy and capacity the company does not need. And would we just continue to say yes to these? Because, you know, we're just scratching the tip of the iceberg on these. Just starting.
You mean in terms of the corporate desires or on these?
These are B2B transactions, in my opinion, business-to-business transactions and agreements in place with a little sprinkling into a system-wide type resource. What happens when we hit 20 of these? Because we will. Or 30 or 40 or 50. That precedence can't carry forward indefinitely. And, you know, this takes it a step, again, beyond the need for additional energy, beyond the need for additional capacity. And so, it's a fluid environment. It continues to change. I think there are more unknowns today than a year ago, certainly more than 2, 3, 4 years ago. And I'm just not comfortable until we have a better handle on the other aspects. And I can't just fall back on, well, even if it was very similar in nature. And I know there's an argument that it is. I don't have the level of comfort to say yes to this one. I think it's very unique. I think it's a B2B. If they want to work it out outside of the system, that's fine. But and this one is less definitive in terms of savings, without question, and especially long-term savings. You know, are the assumptions correct? And it's changing so fast, I'm not comfortable with that either. So I'm a firm no. Even, and I did go through, I'm looking, it's like, yeah, I did too, look at Dakota Range just as a reference point. But you can certainly, I think an argument could be made by saying, well, it is very similar, but at what point do you draw the line? So.
And I guess it would be helpful then to go through the previous order to find where that line is and why, have the reasoning behind that. So it would be helpful, again, to provide that differentiating basis after probably another review.
Jack, do you want to elaborate at all about any additional concerns you have, if you have any, about making a different decision on this one versus the past one? I mean, does the company, what risks are there to that?
Risks are from making a different decision from the Dakota 3?
Yeah.
I guess the two concerns that I would generally have, and some of these things I probably won't necessarily express within the work session, but if we are going to provide the differentiation between the two, I think that has to be clear. Mm-hmm. And separately, I think that we have to ensure that ultimately is reflected in the record as well from what we're creating,
sure.
Writing our order upon.
Got it. Okay. She would have had one more question, but I can't remember it now. Well, I probably... It's something I can just ask you guys separately.
I guess I'd be curious as to I know that you're still looking for some additional information, Julie, and I think I know Commissioner Krosh is where your position is as well, but it'd be good to hear your thoughts as well, Commissioner Chrisman, as we move forward, because, there are a lot of different other items as well. If you feel that you're leaning in one direction or another right now, that would be beneficial, I think, for staff, because if it is in a certain direction, there are a lot of other issues to probably discuss in this work session as well, including the recommendations from staff, advocacy staff, as well as the proposed order of of the company as well.
Well, I'm still thinking about one question. I don't know if I want to ask it here or not. And then depending on that, if there's an answer that is surprising to me, maybe it kind of sways my opinion, but if the answer to that is what I think it probably is, I will say that I would be surprised if I found a reason to vote for approval of an ADP without those conditions that were expressed by advocacy staff. Sure. I just can't, I'm really, at this point, imagine the argument that would persuade me to vote for it without that. However, I think at this moment in time, while I'm still open, I lean more toward voting for the denial. And I think my thoughts are pretty well summed up in a draft that was done earlier, where it still said dismissed, but earlier in the proposed order, it says resource planning should be made based on the needs of all customers and not the demands of a potential large customer. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really well put and says a lot. So I don't know who came up with that, but.
You know, there's one other differentiating factor that is from today versus when Dakota Range was put in place. And they have graphs for Dakota Range that had their natural gas prices, as it ties into the need to back up these types of resources. The forecast is, the 2021 forecast was to be, or the 2022, I should say, was to still be below 250. It's not even close right now.
Sure.
So when you look at this forecast, that was a part of the decision, too, and a part of the record. So I think I don't think the precedents, I think the dynamics have changed to the point where, and someone could disagree with that might feel inconsistent, but I think there are enough differentiating factors and variables that are significantly different today than they were even a year ago. So I'm just proceeding with caution. And it's dismissed, it would be denied without prejudice, which means it can't come back when maybe the landscape is a little clearer, but it's anything.
It can't or can? Can come back.
Can come back.
I thought you said can't.
Oh, I might have said, I meant, did I? Dismissed without prejudice. It can come back. We've got another bite at the apple here. If something should change, I don't know that it will, but if it does. I shouldn't say we do, but the company does. So, through a rate case proceeding, that'd be correct. So, anyway, I just think the world's different today than it was, but it's a fair question. So there. Now you're going to know about 80% of what I talk about when we get to the point where the order is presented.
I'm gonna decide to throw this out there. To what extent, Jack, should we be wearing blinders and looking at just this case very, very specifically, as opposed to the overall picture? We got these companies that have integrated systems in multiple states, and how many of these can we deny because they're what, someone else wants and we don't see a benefit for the system as a whole before retaliation starts? And how does a company run an integrated system, which I think benefits all the states to have that, but where then other states says, well, you know, we're not going to give any recovery on this gas plant because it's over there or something. I just don't know how, if we should even give that a thought or just stick to this case very specifically.
I think that exact question is what the RTF was supposed to resolve, which ultimately it did not at the time. So I'm not sure if that's a question that I could answer at this moment, especially looking at this one individual record and also not knowing the future plans of the company. If you recall from the RTF discussion, there was a lot of concern about ultimately some sort of breaking point where there's a point of where we'd have to essentially go to a full separation. And there was also discussion amongst the commissioners of whether that is ultimately something they were interested in doing as well.
So the addition of this customer would be beneficial to the system as a whole. So, I mean, I don't want to lose sight of that either. So what other tools could the how else could the company deal with the requests of that potential customer? Do they have other ways of dealing with that other than suggesting what they've done here?
Do they have other ways of accommodating the requests of a customer without essentially doing something to this effect?
Yeah, I mean, could they do some separate agreement to address their concerns that doesn't affect this, the system as a whole? Or I mean, I don't know how this stuff, it's just so different from how things have always worked. But it's not gonna go away either, probably.
Right. Well, I mean, one thing the commission is not, it isn't foreign to the three of you is, you know, special contract rates and special contract values, and to a large extent, I mean, this is a generational addition, but ultimately energy to a large extent is a paper transaction currently as we're looking at it through rates.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes there are different treatments that could occur, but I certainly wouldn't have an answer to that or know the full extent that any sort of unique transaction could occur. Maybe Pat, in your experience doing rate making for the last number of decades, you have some thoughts on that?
I know that, if I recall, Otter Tail for a while had below the line sales of electricity to individual customers. And it wasn't part of it was like unregulated, not regulated.
Mm.
And so I don't know if that's possible with something like this. You'd have to have, in the case of Otter Tail, we had excluded from rate making anything over a certain percent of reserve. And so they were able to use that in their unregulated and some unregulated sales of electricity.
Say that again, Pat. Anything? Anything? What?
We had excluded from the rate base anything over 15. I believe it was 15% reserve.
Oh, so they had excess capacity.
They had excess capacity.
It was a reserve or me?
Pardon me.
So they had excess capacity that they weren't using, and couldn't count in rate base.
That
so
we
they,
didn't allow in rate base.
Yeah.
Excluded from rate base.
They don't. Okay.
And so they had a below the books market.
I see.
For that.
Well, at this point, my thought is this, that yes, it would be nice if this press, if this facility were built in the area of one of our utilities. But in the long run, I think good policy is really important. And it's been said several times here just this afternoon that there'll be more of these. And the amount more of these that there will probably depend on how successfully they get large customers can bully everyone else. And as long as they get their way, there'll be a lot more of them. And if something this large is able to tell the whole system what to do, then there'll be something that's not quite as large that comes along that wants to do the same, but it's still bigger than most everyone else, and then something smaller than that, and it just goes on and on. And we can't have utility companies covering multiple states, serving hundreds of thousands of individuals, and everyone gets to design exactly how they want the system built out. And so at the end of the day, I think good policy on our point, on our behalf, is the most important thing we can do. And as I mentioned earlier, as this is written, planning of the system should be made based on the needs of all the customers, not one big one.
Well, I would say the one thing that's unique about this case is, from the standpoint of really how it's operating, it's really not that dissimilar from previous ADPs that we've received up to this point. And the Dakota Ranger, there really is a lot of similarities, and thinking back at a couple other ADPs as well. I mean, and I apologize for bringing up the contract rates, because really, my recollection from the testimony from staff as well as the company is that ultimately this was supposed to have a net savings. We'd probably be in a much different situation if there was not a projected net savings and a higher cost to our customers ultimately. And so I guess, and of course, that's pretty much, I think that was the reason largely why some of our ADPs were denied previously, were higher costs to the customers. If you remember I think 187 megawatt solar portfolio as well as the Aurora, those were the two specifically mm-hmm. that come to mind. To the extent that those would have been resources that would have been brought up as a resource addition and lowered system costs, I think that could have ended up being in a much different decision.
So your point is, to Randy's earlier question on how many can we deny, the other ones we've denied based on cost?
Generally, yes. Yeah. Towards the denying it based upon the fact that they were at least cost for our customers,
yeah.
Right? In fact,
yeah.
Higher costs relative to the alternatives. Here, this is an alternative from our status quo that ultimately reduces the cost to customers based upon the assumptions and forecasting of mm-hmm. of the advocacy staff as well as the company.
Was that the case even if the customer doesn't come? Because there was some question about whether or not this customer would come anyway. Was there still cost savings if Google mm-hmm. doesn't come?
Yeah.
There was, right?
I believe there was, and there is in this case as well, based upon the testimony we received.
It might be off on the projected savings. No, I'll have to look that up.
Is there anything specifically that the commissioners would like advisory staff to look into? Is there any updates on information that you need, or any additional information that the commission would find beneficial, the purpose of making this decision?
At this point, I don't have anything to request.
Okay.
Jack, do you have any thoughts on the conditions that you want to share?
don't have a lot of thoughts on the conditions from the standpoint that a lot of them are very similar to what we've done before mm-hmm. in previous proceedings. The one thing that's just unique about this one is the fact that here we have a resource that they're essentially taking off a portion of it, saying this is not part of the integrated system, which, you know, based upon a lot of our other discussions we've had in the past, they always focus on that, the importance of keeping that integrated system fully intact, and then subsequently they're like, except for in this case, this is a time where it doesn't matter. And advocacy staff does find that there is a cost saving. So this is probably the one item in the, at least the advocacy staff's order, that probably stands out that may be worth discussing, is this is a system resource, then maybe the customer should have access to the entirety of the resource and not just the amount that is really just brought forward to the commission.
Made me curious what other things are being siphoned off for that program. Or is this the first time? The Renewable Connect program, like how does that work?
It's this first time I'm aware of.
So does that mean, I should have asked at the hearing,
sure.
if that's a new program.
That's something we could follow up with if you'd be interested.
Not a new program. Has it been in front of us before, though, in terms of, so it's new to us, but not a new program? Okay.
Well, but...
I was just, thinking.
New to us, not new program. I guess, why does it need a dedicated resource if it's not a new program?
That's
what I'm interested in.
Okay.
The renewable blocks.
Well, isn't that the point of it, that it does have dedicated resources, and then people that want that are able to do something differently and encourage that?
But I looked at that. I didn't even use that as a factor, to be honest, because it's a Minnesota program where they're working these blocks. So I just didn't know how that would be relevant to North Dakota. So I just kind of forgot about it, or ignored it, if you will, as I passed it.
I did too at the time.
Interesting.
But now I'm kind of like, well, but how is it working? Are they doing this already, taking system resources and peeling off the benefits just to this group of customers?
That's something we could look into.
I just don't, that's what comes to mind.
There are other resources, ultimately, that are being used solely for Minnesota programs, I could say, but up to this point, there hasn't been much of a discussion about them due to the fact that largely I think they're more expensive for the most part. This is one of the cases where a block is set aside that's actually going to be a cost saving to customers. But
I see.
We could follow up and do a request and make sure, look back through the record and ensure that we understand that.
It.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else from anybody? I think do you have what you need?
I think we have direction for information that you guys are looking for prior to making the discussion, or making a decision. We'll definitely provide that to you, and we'll see if we need another work session after the fact.
I don't want to sit on this indefinitely. I was, after this work session, planning to put it on for the next meeting, but that would be next week. That's too quick, too soon. What do you
I would think that the one after that should be fine.
Okay. It's just easier to ask the question now than to
present
it, and then obviously it can be held, and then
advise
another, but I just rather know. So, okay.
Is there anything that you were looking for from staff?
No, as a part of the order, just to break the consistency, or to answer the consistency question, I think maybe in the order itself, some of the variables have changed quite a bit from now to going back to when did we sign this? This being the Dakota Range, that was on December 3rd, 2019. So almost, we're approaching 2 years. I think some of the market conditions and just the dynamics of I'm using the term markets very loosely.
Sure.
But things have certainly changed over the past several years. We've had a cold weather event. We've had, you know, more questions tied to reliability, necessary backup on the gas generating side as more intermittent energy or resources are coming online. So I think there's ample examples, but I think, I don't know how we'd wrap it up into just, maybe it's just a paragraph and a couple of examples, or maybe it's not examples, but just more of a generic sentence. Market dynamics continue to evolve and change, creating uncertainty.
I think we can probably have some discussion to ensure the language you're looking for is in there.
So anyway, that would be something that would be beneficial, because if we are challenged on, well, let's, you know, I'm not assuming how this is going to go, but if it were denied without prejudice, and the company said, well, wait a second, this one you said yes, this one you said no.
Sure.
So you get the point.
Are there any changes in the market currently from even when the hearing occurred to now that you wouldn't like to have some assumptions or information updated?
Oh.
With?
It's the gas price and the record that they based their cost savings on.
Sure, we could definitely find out
what
they based
used.
That upon, if
yeah.
it is not exactly.
And then they
record.
Could update it to more
right.
current.
Yeah, and think things, when did we have the informal?
Wasn't it a formal?
It was a formal.
Okay.
Formal. When did we have the hearing?
I don't remember when we had it. But when they filed would probably have been when they, which was much further back. So there was probably an old gas price included in that.
The hearing for this was June 10th.
Oh, well, yeah. Prices have certainly spiked since then on the gas side.
Okay, anything else?
So is that something you would like an update on?
I think it's an example of the changing dynamics, and it's really pronounced today compared to what projections were even 2 years ago when we said yes to Dakota Range.
Sure.
Okay, you good, Jack?
I think I'll have to circle back and look.
I think I have some direction, but I'll be following up with it.
Okay.
Yeah, why don't we? Yeah, I know it's a little, I guess I won't know exactly until I go in and take a look at Dakota Range again, the differentiating factors. So might be really simple. I don't think it has to be overly complex, but I think it would be beneficial to cite.
Yep.
Several examples.
Great. Good. All right. With that, I think that the work session on case number 20-433 is concluded. Thanks, everyone.